evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. And the Lord has preserved my voice to do what I'm supposed to do here. I do believe. And I'm still alive after the first of the year. Lord Jesus, thank you. And thanks to all of you out there for keeping me in the game. God bless you. It is 1:26 Friday night. And I tell you, Luke 21 says, verse 9, but when ye hear of wars and rumors of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk and friends. Ah, yes, kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they put to death. So they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair on your head perish. In your patience possess ye your soul. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that their dissolution thereof is nigh. And then let them which are in the Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them which are on the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, and all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to fall by the sword over there. I'm going to tell you, I don't know. But I will say this, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty, and I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Ah, yes. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And thou shalt not be afraid for the horror, for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at a noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall the plague, shall there any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, and lest thou dash thy foot against a stone, and thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. And I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be time here pretty quick. You better start praying and reading the Bible real well. You better start teaching it to your children. And you better start preparing, as in Matthew 25, after the Luke 21s and the Luke and the Matthew 24s. Now, I was drawn in looking at the news and things today. We now have 25 states supporting the governor of Texas. I think Oklahoma and Florida have already sent National Guards to Texas. And I say this, there's going to be more and more people arriving down there. And I just thought about, whoa, 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 old Dimitri Dudeman, he had a prophecy, didn't he? I read it to you before. I think I'll read it to you again. Let's see what I got here. I've got to find it. Ah, there we go. This was September 84. Late one night, I could not sleep. The children were sleeping on the luggage. My wife and daughter were crying, and I went outside and walked around. And I didn't want them to see me cry, but I walked around the building crying and saying, God, why did you punish me? Why did you bring me into this country? I can't understand anybody. If I ask anybody anything, all I hear is, I don't know. And I stopped in front of the apartment and sat on a large rock. And suddenly a light came to me or toward me, and I jumped to my feet. Because it looked as if a car was coming directly at me and attempting to run me down. And I went to the Romanian secret police. And I thought the Romanian secret police had tracked me to America. And now they were trying to kill me. But it wasn't a car at all. As the light approached, it surrounded me. From the light, I heard the same voice that I had heard so many times in prison. He said, Dimitri, why are you so despaired? And I said, why? Why did you punish me? Why did you bring me to this country? I have nothing. I have nowhere to lay my head down, and I can't understand anybody. He said, Dimitri, didn't I tell you I am here with you also and brought you to this country because this country will burn. This country is America, ladies and gentlemen. And I said, then why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in my own country? You should have let me die in Romania. He said, Dimitri, patience. So I can tell you, get on this. I got on something next to him, and I don't know what it was. I also knew that I was not asleep. It was not a dream. It was a vision. I was awake just as I am now. And he showed me all of California, and he said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. All of this in one day, it will burn. Its sin has reached the Holy One. And then he took me to Las Vegas. And he said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. And he showed me the state of New York. Do you know what this is? He asked. I said, no. I said, this is New York. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. And then he showed me Florida. And he said, this is Florida. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. One day it will burn. And then he took me back to the rock and said, all of this I've shown you, in one day it will burn. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Get to the extra here. And he said, remember what I'm telling you, because you will go on television, on the radio, and in churches, and you must have a yell with a loud voice. Do not be afraid. I will be with you. And I said, how will I be able to go? Who knows me here in America? And he said, don't worry yourself. I will go before you. I will do a lot of healing in the American churches, and I will open the doors for you. This country will burn. But do not say anything else besides what I had said. This country will burn. And he said, the people praise them. I said, what will you do with the church? I said, I want to save the church, but the churches have forsaken me. He said, the people praise themselves. They honor the people that are supposed to give Jesus Christ. They take upon themselves. In the churches, there are divorces. There's adultery in the churches. There are homosexuals in the churches. There's abortion in the churches and other sins and all other sins that are possible. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. The Lord never gets tired of forgiving. They must draw close to the Lord and lead a clean life. They that have sinned now, they must put an end to it and start a new life as the Bible tells them to live. How will America burn? I said, America is the most powerful country in the world. Why not? Why did you bring us here to burn? And why didn't you at least let us know where all the Dudemans died? Said, remember this, Dmitry. The Russian spies have discovered where the nuclear warehouses are in America. And when the Americans think just a second, ladies and gentlemen, I gotta get to the next part. The Russian spies will discover where the nuclear warehouses are in America, and when the Americans will think it is peace and safety from the middle of the country, some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems, and then from the ocean, from Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico, and he told me 200 countries, but I couldn't remember what they were. They will then bomb the nuclear warehouses. When they explode, America will burn. What will you do in the Church of the Lord? How will you save the ones that will turn towards you, I ask. And the Lord said, and tell them this. I saved the three young ones from the furnace of the fire, and then I saved Daniel in the lion's den in the same way I will save them. The angel of the Lord said to me, I have blessed this country because of the Jewish people who are in this country. He said, I have 7 million Jews in this country. But they do not want to recognize the Lord. They didn't want to thank God for the blessing they received in this country. And Israel doesn't want to recognize Jesus Christ. They put their faith in the Jewish people in America. But when America burns, the Lord will raise China, Japan, and other nations to go against the Russians. Now, that's interesting. They will beat the Russians and push them all the way to the gates of Paris. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, read Dimitri's prophecy. I'm not going to keep reading this because it's quite a bit much longer, okay? So, consequently, I'm not going to do that. But let me tell you, this thing is starting to get wild weasel. And it's this, in the midst of the trouble of like a civil war in the United States, where people in the center are going to start fighting the government because of the civil war. And Jean-Pierre, old Jean-Pierre, the Lesbo spokesperson for Beijing, for the Red China Joe, the she didn't even know how many states had agreed with Abbott. 25 states. We talked about this last night. But it looks like that the United States will be busy with the Civil War, or people fighting from the center of the country, fighting the U.S. government, as probably per the Declaration of Independence, after a long train of abuse and usurpations. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dimitri Dudeman's prophecy. At that point in time, then they'll smack us. They'll nail us. Brother Quayle at stevequayle.com has got a story, I believe, in his private briefings about the North Koreans. We've talked about that many times. How the North Koreans could drop a couple of EMP bombs out of their satellites that are in a continual orbit over the United States, or a geosynchronous orbit, and pop it out. Or the Red Chinese, the Russian Spetsnaz, all the different ones, all the different Iranians and other Muslims, Houthis or whoever in the heck they might be this week. I've talked to you about them here recently. And we said that we had information from the big old ham and eggers, the big old hams. And we talked about how they were just as the Red Chinese back a year or so ago when I told you about it. We're using the CB bands to do burst transmissions, coded burst transmissions. And in these coded burst transmissions in the CB bands, they had done them in the United States and also over in England in the equivalent of the CB bands. Oh, I tell you what, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. But in these CB bands, got new information. Because I'll tell you what, remember I said last week that some of the old SIGINT people, the old ham and eggers, all right, even from in different parts of the world, they're picking it up. And they, some of them told the no such, and they weren't very much interested in it at all. And they didn't understand why, because they were doing coded burst transmissions in a CB band where it shouldn't even be, in code, and speaking in like a Arabic type language, but in a code. We talked about that probably being Iranians. Now, here's what the new stuff is. They were still receiving this earlier this week. And some of the good people, some of the good ham and eggers, let's just call them hams. Some of the good hams. They went out to look to see where it was originating, the signal was originating in the United States. And they went within like a 300-mile radius of different things, and they found, listen to this, signal was originating in Virginia. And also in Colorado. They then put that out, apparently, on the information that they produce to let people know what's going on. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. To let them people know what's going on. And then sometimes I get it for information from other hams and other SIGINT people and let you know. So Virginia and Colorado are the originating. They put that out, and by George, some of that stuff stopped. But over in Europe, in England, in different places over there, they were still getting that same stuff. So that addressed itself to the fact that we're about ready to go to a Gog-Magog war, a World War III type scenario, with banks and stuff getting ready to go bye-bye, electric grids ready to go bye-bye. But then we thought about that. Oh, now that's interesting. Virginia and Colorado. Well, is that because that is where they're going to do the hits? The Iranians are going to do hits possibly, or do some kind of an attack in Virginia and Colorado? It's a possibility. But it's also a possibility that Red China Joes, no such arseholes, and fiddle with boys internally, and they're the EIEIOs, are in league with the Iranians and with the Red Chinese. And they're going to come for you in the midst of the Civil War. As predicted by Dudeman, that the communists would start inside America. Oh, boy. You'd better get you some extra chunky soup, I do believe. It's time to sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, and you better have 10 or 12 mags. 30 rounds in a mag, 12 of them, you got 360 rounds. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to take the time right now to pray for somebody. Lord Jesus, one of our sisters down in Florida, near Jacksonville, was the victim of a head-on collision. In the last few days, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to our grandmother friend, the one that fought against the wild man who tried to jump in a car at the gas station and steal her purse. And she said, oh, no, Lord Jesus, this is my purse. Lord, help me now. And she was hit head on, and the sternum and her ribs cracked against the wheel. And she was able to drive with the help of the Lord down a mile to a gas station. And then call, I guess, for the 911 for the ambulance. Mina, I'll just call her the good grandmother. Lord Jesus, she has cracked ribs and a cracked sternum. Lord Jesus, will you go to her right now? Lord, will you go to her right now? Will you provide her medical miracles? Will you provide her medical miracles, Lord Jesus? And remove her from the pain and remove the pain from her. And also, Lord, will you help her then to sort back out her vehicle and all of the different things? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I pray also, because she had the cancer as well. Lord, will you continue to keep her cancer out of her? And Lord, will you pray that you will remove the cancer from me and restore my body and my organs back to health, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. And restore me in my spirit, Lord, in my soul. Restore me back to optimal health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. His name is Lord Jesus. Just say, he tells you anything you ask in his name, John 14, he will do it so that the Son may be, the Father may be glorified in the Son. All right? Anything you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, he will do it. And I pray that's what it will be. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So in the midst of all of this, are we in the Civil War just about? I believe so. The one started by the communists. In this case, started by the Democrats. Red China Joe and his red Chinese buddies who give him all the big cash and who is they're flowing across the border. Over 302,000 people came across that border, snuck in or just walked across, plus another 300 and some thousand getaways. And over 9 million, I believe, no, excuse me, 975,000, no, 2.5 million this year. Lord Jesus, this country is being beleaguered in an invasion. So when you see this happening, and it is, sharpen your K-bar, load your mags, get additional ammunition, food, water purification, filtration, and water storage, medical supplies, all the different tools and all the different basic supplies that you will need. Gasoline, lamps, lamp oil. We must be ready, ladies and gentlemen, to protect our families and defend our homes and our farms and our businesses against these wild weasel, Luciferian scumbag communists. They call you a Hitler because you believe in the Bill of Rights. They say Trump is a Hitler because he wants to make America great again. MAGA. They equate that with Nazi crap, but yet they are run by people who are getting their money from the red Chinese commies. And are in league with them and are about ready to start the Civil War. And in the midst of that, we'll get hit by Russia or Iran or North Korea or Red China, whatever it is. Because now it's different than 84, because the Red Chinese are in league with the Russians now too. And in league with Red China Joe. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Got to keep trying to breathe. Oh, I'll tell you what. God bless Mickey Lapua down there. He's at the ready. He's at the ready. He's still in the optics, on the optics. So if we're going to go to the World War III, I don't know what that will be exactly or when it will start, but it might start you right here in the good old U.S. of A. Lamps and lamp oil, Petromax, Dietz. Get one of them big Dietz Jupiters, the big farm lanterns. The Petromax will burn lamp oil, will also burn other things as well, kerosene, and it will also burn unleaded gas, but you can't burn that inside. And I'll tell you what, I suggest you get lamp oil or olive oil, virgin, extra virgin olive oil. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing all of this. We're also seeing, interestingly enough, gold and silver are about the same as they were yesterday. But platinum and palladium, interestingly enough, somebody's going heavy into it. Platinum, $925.65, up $25.91. Palladium, $9.94. Up today over $25, both of them. Well, you know what that is about, don't you? Baby, that's about cold fusion. A way to produce cold fusion power with platinum, palladium, water, etc. Where you start that reaction, it keeps going and going and going in cold fusion. Not the warm fusion like the United States government, like EDARPA has done for years in the Navy. Ladies and gentlemen, they can power this country easily enough with warm fusion. They can power with other regular nuclear power. But they could also do with cold fusion, which was invented here by the guy in Utah. But they threw it away from it. They poo-pooed all of that. But it was real. But even just with the cold fusion or just warm fusion, you could produce, from what I understand, and EDARPA could produce a unit per household that would be maybe the size of a big refrigerator kind of a deal, or not refrigerator, but the size of a big air conditioner kind of a deal, that would produce sufficient power for that house that would last forever, maybe for $20,000. Or you could produce one for a city. Or do one on ships off the shore and produce sufficient power to power the country without any problem whatsoever. But they would stick you for it, and they want to do that, but they want to tax you and take your money. But this power could be produced where it didn't cost hardly anything. So because the oil is challenged now, and I think that we should use all the oil we could drill, baby, drill here and natural gas. And Biden has gone after the natural gas, said we're not going to do it because they're like fossil fuel bombs. Ridiculous. We need to use all of it. Need to use all of it, ladies and gentlemen. Power in the blood of Jesus. I suspect, just as I have always suspected, and the Lord kind of showed me, is that we'll probably see an EMP that knocks out the power grids in this country. Whether it be the 9 or 10 specific power substations that can be taken out at the same time with terroristic events, just as a 1 or 2 in California were done that way, and they shot out the the transformers of the power substation, and then they crawled through the tunnel out there in Northern California, and they then turned off the emergency stuff that would warn people about what's going on. Oh, man, oh, man. We talked to you about this for years, ladies and gentlemen. But I would sure get me some lamp oil if I didn't have enough. Or olive oil, which will also be able to, you could burn it in a lamp or you can cook with it. I specifically got lamp oil, and don't get the one that's got the stuff in it that you have to use outside to get rid of skeeters, but get the regular lamp oil. Sportsman's Guide used to have it on sale for a good amount. For a real cheap price. And I bought sufficient. What you do is, ladies and gentlemen, is you figure out how much is in a tank of a, like say, a big blue Dietz lantern or a Petromax, and how long it will last. How many hours? And you say, okay, how many hours a night do I need lighting for to read or to reload or to load sharpen my K-bar or to just cook or to watch something or to do whatever it is you want to do at night? How many hours? Calculate that out to a year. And then I would say, okay, if you can and you got the money, figure out how much lamp oil would last you a year at that burn rate. And then if you figure out also maybe 3.5 years, the Great Tribulation, the Greater Tribulation, 3.5 years. If you had enough money in that, you might want enough food for that time period for, you know, for your people. Plus lamps, lamp oil, and all your other supplies and preparedness preparations and stock. May the Lord Jesus protect each and every one of you from all evil. May he provide you with sufficient wherewithal and miracles, economic miracles, to buy whatever it is you need and to get it in and get it quick. I'll tell you what, good sleeping bags, a good tent, insulated boots, insulated clothing, extended cold weather clothing, something to keep the rain off on the shell outside of you. And then going into a layer of a parka type item that is well insulated. And then going on into fleece. And then going on into a regular shirt or BDUs or jeans or whatever you got. And then going on into polypropylene or silk long underwear that wicks it away, the sweat away from you. To insulate gloves, hats, boots. Oh, I don't know. Sure be nice to have them. And if you don't have, if you don't have this situation where you have it, you better think about getting a little bit out of that 401k or out of your bank account and be prepared like a good Boy Scout and be prepared like a Marine or an Army Ranger or whoever it might be, Special Forces, or a Navy SEAL. And may the Lord, our Father in heaven, and may Lord Jesus bless Ingram and Chambers, who lost their lives, allegedly, in the off that Houthi ship that they were trying to board to get the stuff. And the big waves came rolling in. May the Lord Jesus receive them in heaven. Our Heavenly Father, give them their just reward. Lord Jesus, I pray that you do that in his name. I pray, Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. Hats off to my brother Daryl over there in PA and other people. And the Uper in the Ohio and the Indiana. Hats off to the Warren Soul Drive crew and the Allegheny Mountain crew. With one of the toughest beagles trackers. Tough beagle trackers of the black bears there is, Old Ben. And to all of the people, all of the United States who listen to Old Hawk, I pray that you will continue to keep Old Hawk in the game. Because I tell you what, if nothing else, I've got the old Louisville Slugger and the machetes and all the different stuff. And I can strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the Luciferians, against old Lucy himself. Put that old bat right against his temple or against his shin. Keep old Hawk in the game against him. And I'll do it as long as the Lord will allow me to do it. And although I've had the cancer and my Lord, but he preserved my voice. Steve and I were on the one night, I could hardly talk, and the next time I went on, bingo. Anything is most needed and most welcome, and God bless you all. Send it to Huckabee, Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, platinum, whatever it might be, silver dollar, silver coin, ounce of silver, silver dime. Send a check or a money order. Make sure you do the money order, fill it out properly, or it doesn't work. Send it to Hawk, HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. Put it in a card or letter, and I always like to get them, and it's just very special. I read them, and I can't always answer back immediately, and all the different things, I try to answer back as best I can. Any Federal Reserve notes, silver, gold, platinum, whatever, or a check, send it to Doc, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Steve Quayle, been doing this stuff for years, and I'll tell you can call him at 406-586-4840. Sign up for all of his stuff. Private briefings with Steve Quayle 2.0. any books he might have, do that. You can get gold and silver from him, or you can make a donation to him. Certainly worthy of that. SteveQuayle.com, SteveQuayle.com. A lot of people who listen to the Hawk on that station, you can just click up there and you can contact them. You tell them old Hawk sent you, you get Steve or Tyler, his son, or Stephanie, his daughter, or Daryl, his capable manager, anybody else, you tell them old Hawk sent you, and to have Steve take good care of you and get you the gold and silver quick, or whatever it is that you may want to have him provide you. And ladies and gentlemen, the Montagnards in Indochine, the mountain people, we have a different, each village has a different dialect. The Nunamakers, Nunamaker, Dave and Debbie, may the Lord provide them each with medical miracles. And the Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And they provide Bibles and songbooks in each village's dialect. They've grown them from a small house church, and where they also provided funds through you, ladies and gentlemen, to build a $20,000 church behind the one house, just to put it up in, because they grew from a little tiny house church to putting up a $20,000. It's not a cathedral, but let me tell you what, it's an extra group of people. And then they have heard through the person who provides them, takes the Bibles up to them and ferries them up into those different villages. They've heard about old Hawk, I suppose, and they're praying for old Hawk and the cancer. And God bless you out there to all of you in the Montagnards. Bless, Lord Jesus, bless those Montagnards who are with him and on his side. And to the Nunamakers who have been missionaries to him for in Asia for 50 years or more. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thanks to them for all their prayers and all your prayers. You know, Florida and Oklahoma send troops. But I see in Kansas we got a Democratic governor. We're not sending them, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people in Kansas that would be in that same camp to be sending. And if nothing else, each one of you out there, read your Bill of Rights tonight and also read the Declaration of Independence. And read this here. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. I bought that at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello, along with the Constitution there, too. So don't you forget who wrote it. And don't you forget what it means. You believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen. You are an American. You're a constitutional American, and they tell you that you are a Nazi, delusionally following a dictator, Trump, I don't know if Trump will win or what he'll do. Cost him $83 million a day to talk about somebody. But I don't know. It's all a bunch of baloney. All these lawsuits, all this stuff against him, all these attacks. And all they tried to do was to shut down, and he did shut down, for the most part, all of the illegal immigration at the border. Now we got thousands of Chinese, thousands of Russians, thousands of Africans, thousands of Mexicans, thousands of Hondurans, all different kinds of people coming across, North Koreans. And all the Chinese, they can just go, I guess, work at real nice Chinese migrant farms, right? Ha, ha, ha. And ranches all next to, like the one in Texas there, next to one of the largest Air Force bases in Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. Sergeant Major Plumlee told us, and they were soldiers. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, he said, prepare to, gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, because I'm going to tell you, somebody's going to come down your lane or your rural road or your street. And they're going to come and want to take you, and they're going to want to grab you. And they're going to want to grab your children and your spouse and all of your goods and your house. And if you object to any kind of thing they say, and they're going to take you to the golf course or the hospital or the high school gymnasium or the college gymnasium, the arena, or take you to the football stadium, to the concentration camps. Then I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Don't allow this stuff to happen. There's power in the blood of Jesus. May he protect you and your family against all evil. And I pray that you will continue to pray for me. And I pray that the Lord Jesus will provide me with medical miracles. My voice is preserved. I may feel a little better this week. I don't know. But I still have so much rest and fatigue and all the stuff. I've done the fourth round of chemo. Before too long, I'll be doing a scan. And we'll see how we're doing. See if we still have this stuff or don't, or what degree we have it or whatever it is. And I thank you for all your understanding, and I pray that you would continue to prepare. My goal, or my charges, when I was recruited by the Archangel Michael, was to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and to warn his remnant, those with eyes to hear and eyes to see and ears to hear, about what is to come and how to possibly prepare. Mega silver, oregano, oil of oregano, the vitamins, the minerals, the ivermectin, flubenazole, that's the dog dewormer, all the different items. Try to get as much of it as you possibly can. The fish antibiotics. Fish Mox, Fish Flex still probably has some. They're going bye-bye. If you look at them, they're made by the same manufacturers. If you look in a PDF reference or online, other online deals, they have amoxicillin forte. That's the 500 milligram or the 100 milligram, 100 account of the 500 milligram. They also have the regular penicillin forte. That's 500 milligram penicillin. Ciprofloxacin, fish flox, they call it. Cephalexin, fish ceph, all right? Cephalexin, which is the stronger, more nonspecific, and based on a penicillin derivative. And others, doxycycline, fish doxycycline, all are bird doxycycline. And ladies and gentlemen, get whatever it is you can, because you're going to need it. The British oil tanker carrying Russian naphtha caught on fire in the Red Sea after the Houthis shelled it. Naphtha being white gas, which you can run a mower on too, usually, or a small engine. And now we're putting nukes apparently into the UK to get ready to rock and roll, for the UK to rock and roll after they took them out so many years ago. And meanwhile, the Pentagon is talking about how we don't have the ability to track the UAPs, meaning the UFOs or the Space Brothers. Nor did they tell us that we have our own group that flies around in space and has been to other planets or been to the moon and Mars, etc. Don't go into their loose fairy knife out of fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology, you MMBs, who do fly the spacecraft, to strike blows against the enemies. Bending arranged, I know you're ready. And old Mickey Lapua, Mickey baby, you're the toughest on the optics. Or hand to hand, they do not want you. Road and track and little L. You're the best mommy and daddy you got there. I'll tell you what. God bless you all. The Lord Jesus loves you all down there. To all those, I thank you for all you do. Keep Old Hawk in the game. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Good night. Go out and prepare, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare.